Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski. On this episode, I'm fortunate to be joined by Jarrett Doge. Jarrett is one of the top players in the entire country as he returns from West Virginia as their starting quarterback. Jarrett, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Start reflecting on last season. We know came on towards the end of the year as one of the top quarterbacks in the country. Some fantastic performances. Looking back on last season, what do you think you did well and what have you been working on this offseason in order to improve your game?
All right. So, you know, I had to, sit most of the season because I came in the summer and their whole plan was to redshirt me. And I knew to have an opportunity to play the last four games. It kind of just helped me sitting back and watching. Because I started as a freshman and sophomore at Bowling Green. So I never really had a chance to just sit and watch. And I think that actually helped me a lot. And this offseason, I'm really just working on being detailed in my fundamentals and learning this playbook like the back of my hand so I can go out and execute on a high level.
And over the last few games of the season, did you become more comfortable as things went on? What was that experience like? Because coming from Bowling Green, started 12 games as a sophomore to then have to sit there and think about things. What was that overall transition like?
You know, it wasn't too hard because we ran the exact same offense at Bowling Green that we run at West Virginia. And I don't think it was that big of a jump for me. Football is still football. I think in the Big 12, it is a little bit faster. But when I got in, I was just playing football. I was calm, poised, and just really excited to be out there.
Now, I want to take it back to start with Jarrett talking about your high school career. Played in Texas, fantastic career. Tell us a little bit about your high school experience and then what went into that decision to choose Bowling Green.
Yeah, so I grew up in a really small school from my fourth grade to sophomore year, and then I moved to Lubbock my junior and senior year. I was second on a lot of people's boards. I didn't have any offers. Only offer I had was Bowling Green. And that was because a bunch of coaches were from Texas Tech, and my brother was actually on the staff too. So Bowling Green was my only offer out of high school. So it was really it wasn't really a choice for me, but I was happy to go there and made the most of it.
And talking about your brother, Seth, how is he able to help you throughout this entire process and journey over the course of your football career?
Yeah, he's been actually really helpful. He's a guy that I can go to anything for just personal stuff or football. He's like my personal QB coach. We're kind of the same person. We got the same throwing motion. Kind of like he's 9 years older than me, but we're kind of like twins. So it's actually having somebody that's done it and been there be able to coach me. And he tells me what he would have done or what he could go back and do. And it actually helps me a lot.
Get to Bowling Green, Jarrett. I know coming from a small school in Texas, did you expect to become a starting quarterback early on? What were your expectations going into college coming from a small high school?
I wouldn't say I expected it, but I went in and competed and prepared to be the starter every week. I knew I could be called on at any time, so I prepared like I was the starter and could be the starter. But no, I didn't expect it. But when my name was called, I made the most of it.
And then early on in your career, was there a practice, scrimmage, game, even a play where you realized, all right, this isn't high school anymore. These are legit D1 football players?
Yeah, I graduated high school early. I started spring football and coach decided that all quarterbacks are going to be live. Usually quarterbacks usually have a different color jersey on and you don't get hit. But my first spring there as a freshman, first college practice, we're live. And it's actually my first rep with the ones. And I get a power read play called and I pulled it right up the middle. Got nailed, broke my finger and fumbled the ball. So that was really my wake-up call and welcome to college football.
And then getting acclimated, were there quarterbacks in the room that helped you out a little bit, or coaches that got you acclimated as best as possible, being that you were a freshman playing Division I football?
Yeah, like I said, having my brother there helped a lot. James Morgan, he actually transferred to FIU. He was the starter at the point. He's a real good dude, really smart football player. It helped me a lot. Andy Padrone, he's a offensive coordinator at DeSoto High School now. He was my quarterback coach. He helped me a lot too. A lot of guys, helped me get to where I am today.
Yeah, we had James on the podcast recently. Saw Bowling Green. Thought you might have overlapped him specifically, and just a quarterback room in general for studying film. How did they help you in that regards?
Yeah, if you have like a guy like James Morgan who's been a starter for 2 years and you coming from high school, you can just learn from those guys and see what they do and what their routine is and watching film and, ask coaches, go talk to coaches and get their idea on what you should watch and how you should watch film.
Freshman year, go to the sophomore season. Do you think at that point in time, we're looking at things, were you able to then, all right, play to yourself, or was there still some jitters being that you're young, haven't played a ton of collegiate football? What was that like, freshman, end of freshman year to sophomore year? What was that period like for you?
Yeah, going into my sophomore year, I kind of felt probably one of the most confident I've ever felt. I felt like I was almost kind of like a four-year starter or a fifth-year senior. I felt confident. I had studied the offense, and I was throwing the ball really well. So I didn't really have a lot of jitters or nervousness. I was just going out and playing football at a high level and being confident.
Transferring to West Virginia, thinking about it, what would you say that are the biggest differences, whether it be academics, outside of football life, football as well? What would you say are the biggest differences between the two schools?
So the biggest difference is probably maybe like fans. Playing in front of 60,000 people is a little bit different. And football-wise, I would say the interior, D-line and O-line are just probably a little bit bigger. But other than that, school and just playing football in general is just all the same. But it's pretty cool playing in front of 60,000 fans that love West Virginia football.
Head coach Neil Brown, what's it like playing under him?
Yeah, he's a great dude and a great coach. I've known him for a while. He was the offensive coordinator at Texas Tech when my brother played there. So I've had a really personal relationship since I was little with him. And he's a player's coach. He understands the players. And he's a great play caller. I just love playing for him.
And then, as you mentioned earlier, playing in front of so many fans, what are typical game days like, and what's it like playing at your home stadium at West Virginia?
Yeah, at West Virginia, the fans are pretty crazy. As you leave the hotel and you get on the bus and you're heading towards the stadium, the streets are filled, everyone's tailgating, and it's pretty a great experience, and a cool atmosphere that the Mountaineer fans put on.
And thinking about next season, are there any individual goals or things that you want to see yourself do as a quarterback?
I just really want to win games, and I think all those individual stuff will fall into place. I want to help my team win, and I'm going to do that to the best of my ability. And then whatever individual goals and awards fall in place will be pretty cool.
Thinking about it, at West Virginia, how would you describe the football culture there?
You know, it's a great football culture. You see guys come back. I see David Sills come back, and he works out with us. You'll see Will Greer come back and see some games. Tavon Austin, Geno Smith, just some big-time names out there. And just knowing that you can go to the NFL playing at West Virginia. It's pretty cool to think about.
Has that given you an extra motivation? You just named a long list of guys and you have a ton of players on this current team that are going to be future NFL players. Does that motivate you to realize, all right, I have a shot of playing at the next level?
Yeah, it definitely motivates me. You see a guy like Will Greer that has two good years in the NFL and gets drafted in the third round. It's pretty encouraging to know that if you have pretty good years in the Big 12, it can happen for you.
Big 12, obviously going up against some top-tier opponents, but what do you feel that you guys have to do next season to win the Big 12?
You know, we gotta win the close ones, and we gotta finish. I think last year is the fourth quarter kind of bit us a little bit, and what we have to do is just finish games, you know. And I think we were a really young team, and I think we've matured a little bit, and I think we'll have a shot. And I'm excited about this year.
Now that you've had more time at West Virginia, more time in college football in general, how have you taken on a leadership role this offseason, and how are you going to be taking on one next season?
Yeah, coming in, it's kind of tough. You kind of have to start all over again. You got to learn the guys and learn what they like and what they don't like. And I've done a pretty good job of that. And I'm pretty close friends with all the guys on the team. And I've taken that leadership role in the weight room and on the field and outside of the facility. And, you know, going into the season, I'm just going to do my best to show them that I can lead them to winning football games.
Thinking about this West Virginia roster, are there some younger guys on this team, haven't gotten that media attention yet, but really stood out to you as guys who should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Yeah, I mean, I think our receivers are really good. Guys like Sam James, he was just a redshirt freshman last year and led the team in catches. He's going to be a really good receiver. Sean Ryan, transfer from Temple, actually I think broke his collarbone during the season, who's going to be a really good receiver. Bryce Wheaton is also going to be good. You know, we got a ton of dudes. Darius Stills, I'm pretty sure you heard of him. He's a nose guard, defensive tackle, who decided to come back instead of entering the draft. Who's a really good, talented defensive lineman.
What do you think, well, like a guy like you just mentioned in Stills, who's going to be a top draft pick, him coming back, what do you think that shows about this West Virginia program?
I think that just shows that Coach Brown says our motto is trust the climb, and I think Darius is doing that and amplifying that to the fans and saying that he's coming back, and for everybody, trust the climb, because we're about to be really good.
Obviously, continuing that football career is the next goal. But once your football career is over, do you have any career aspirations?
Yes, I think I don't think I'll ever be able to leave the game of football. My brother's a coach. My dad was a coach. I think I'm going to enter the coaching profession myself.
That's a good idea. And then what would you want coaches, GMs, scouts, not necessarily who you are on the field, they're going to have that film, but what would you want them to know about who they're getting and yourself in the locker room?
You know, I'm a competitor. My whole family motto, my dad growing up, just taught me how to compete. I'm a really coachable guy. I can get along with anybody, you know, and I put my all into it. If that's studying film in the classroom or on the field.
Hypothetical question, Jared. If you can be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I'd probably be Patrick Mahomes, just because he's just an electric dude on the field. I grew up being from Lubbock and watching him play and just seeing what he has turned into. I think I could benefit a lot just training with him and hanging around him.
Definitely a great choice. And for our last question, Jared, for any rising high school football player, coming from your experiences and just your opinion, what is some advice you could give to them?
Yeah, I would just say don't rush the process. I think everything just falls into place. Don't be too excited to get into college. The best years of my life were in high school and playing high school football. As you play high school football, you don't have the stress of anything. You're that guy. You're the dude on the team, the most popular guy, and to take advantage of that and just have fun and playing with your friends, because those are your best friends your entire life, and y'all spend hours growing up together to go and try to play for a state championship. And I would just say not to rush that and to enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate your time and insight, Jarrett, and best of luck next season at West Virginia. We're definitely rooting for you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me on.